This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Radio.
Welcome back. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, you're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana as it's thawing out. You know, on the news here, something has really, what do you call it, saber-rattled here lately is the Russian Aerospace Force conducts a successful test of this newest hypersonic aviation missile system dubbed the Dagger. But that's an interesting video if you want to watch it. You want to see a supersonic missile take off. As Mike Rivero had mentioned about the Russia's missiles and or targeting systems and or GPS systems, that when Russia launches something, it doesn't fly in a straight arc across the horizon or anything like that. It goes up and down, yawn and tither and stuff. And that's what has the U.S. Scared. And, of course, now China has their supersonic stuff. And not to go back too far, but remember Bill Clinton under Chinagate gave all that U.S. missile technology to China, and a Hummer in the White House was used as a story because sex sells to cover that Chinagate up. And now we have Uranium One Gate and all this other stuff, and the Clintons also involved in selling missile technology to Russia. But anyway, remember though, Russia's the enemy. North Korea is the enemy. It's nothing here could be wrong. Everything's hunky-dory here in America. The politicians get out there and, why, matter of fact, you could even call your politician and get a personal phone call with him. I'm lying, of course. I get so sick and tired of these robo-typed letters coming back about, thank you, Mr. Rogers, we sincerely read your letter and we thank you for writing in, and of course nothing's ever done. It's like these government sites where you can go on there and log a petition as if they actually do anything, you know. But anyway, but that video of that missile there really is really interesting there. And I really don't like to hype on war-type technology there. But if someone has to legally defend themselves, I don't care if they display a shotgun in their back window of their pickup truck. I mean, it's there for a reason, you know. But, here's another one here. this is how bad things are getting. Australian Airlines Qantas is now going to stop using the phrases like mum and dad and husband and wife because, of course, it might mislabel someone. I was happy to call my mom and happy to call my dad, and my brothers, my sisters. This gender identification crap is just going off the deep end, you know. I've used that illustration, like sitting down in California there and you say, ma'am, could I have more coffee? And this thin alleged gal turns around and says, I'm not a ma'am. You know, you get fined $1,000 for that. Misgendering someone. I know Granny and I have talked about this too over and over about you're either born this way or that way. Anyway, more attacks on Russia's airbase over in Syria, and of course this was done with a drone, and no terrorist group has actually claimed responsibility for the attempted attack, but there's high probability that it was linked to Al-Qaeda. And remember the story I gave you here too long ago about, and you can Google this on Fox News, how the Army will not stop doing contracts with Al-Qaeda-linked firms, citing due process of law. And I don't know if that was for the arms firms or if it was for Al-Qaeda, who Al-Qaeda allegedly, remember, is supposed to have been behind 9/11. I'll get into that, too. I got some more stuff on that later. It might get you kind of laughing a little bit. But anyway, I have a caller down in Florida. Mark, how you doing down there?
Well, I'm doing as well as can be, I suppose.
Real good.
But I wanted to bring up, what was it, your subject is government. And Proclamation 157, declaring that peace, order, tranquility, and civil authority now exist in and throughout the whole of the United States of America, by Andrew Johnson.
I was going to say, it wasn't now, so yeah.
August 20th, 1866. And it goes on, but I wanted to read a... It's like...
Yego ahead. Forget all the preamble. Just go ahead and just go ahead and do the reading there, Mark, okay?
Well, it contradicts itself, but down in the paragraph it says, and further declare that in the same last-mentioned proclamation that the several aforementioned states, excepting Texas, had in the manner aforesaid given satisfactory evidence that they acquiesce in this sovereign and important resolution of national unity. Whereas the President of the United States in the same proclamation did further declare that it is believed to be a fundamental principle of the government that the people who have revolted and who have been overcome and subdued must either be dealt with so as to induce them voluntarily to become friends, or else they must be held by absolute military power or devastated so as to prevent them from ever again doing harm as enemies. Which last
what day,
named
what day was that, Mark? What day was that, Mark?
August 20, 1866.
Okay, that was before 71, when the United States became a corporation, basically a de facto corporation.
But it's setting up the corporation. It's one of the
right.
They'll pass a proclamation or a bill or something in 1845. And it'll sit dormant for 20 years until they do this proclamation, and then and then all of a sudden, something that they passed 20 years ago now comes and beats you to death.
Right. Well, if you remember, you can look this up under Cornell Law, but the United States today is a federal corporation, and that's why whenever you hear about Trump or any of these other guys, whether it's MAGA, Make America Great Again, or anything like that, whenever they're talking about America, it is the corporation. And that's why they are always seeking benefits for corporate entities, the corporate takeover of America. It has nothing to do with you or I, our sovereignty, or any of that other stuff. Our protection has nothing to do with us. It's protectionism for those corporations.
Well, I agree. But what was really happening was back in the 1600s, a black man wanted to be free from his black master. And he
right.
went to court. And the courts ruled in favor of the black master, because this guy thought, my time's up, I should be free to go. And the court ruled, no, your master can hold you in perpetuity. And what these white courts figured out at that moment was that we just allowed a black man to own a white man, because they were white slaves also.
Right.
And so they devised schemes and tricks to enslave everybody. And what I don't get, this is what I really baffles me, is although I'm a U.S. citizen slave, I could run for president and become president, and then I get to be the head trustee of all the other slaves that
CEO.
I used to be with.
Well, it's like I said,
yeah.
if you wanted a real president for the United States, you would not elect a big, huge, billionaire conglomerate CEO. You would elect a farmer that's worked all of his life and knows what the hell to do.
Well, but then you got these things like How did this proclamation by Andrew Johnson, the Tennessee turncoat, I suppose is the best, most polite I could be, how is his proclamation from Andrew Johnson? Who does he think he is to proclaim anything upon anybody, anywhere, at any time? Well, I'm the president. Yeah. So you don't tie your shoes in the same way I do. You weren't brought onto the earth the same way I was. What makes you so special that you can proclaim?
Well, I think you're touching on people's morals and ethics there too, there, Mark. Because remember, there was supposed to be a division here between church and state, and the way they're working this currently right now, and many of my followers on Twitter would agree that they are eliminating religion, along with sexual preference, all this stuff like that. They are destroying this country from the inside and out, so that people no longer have a moral conscience, as well as erasing all history. They do that so that people will not remember what was done before. And of course, when something happens, it's, well, this is new, and they just accept it, thinking, well, it's kind of like, we'll just have to pass it to see what's in it type laws. You know, you see what I'm getting at?
Well, I do, but I would clarify that to say that they may be wanting to get rid of the belief in God and Jesus, Moses, things like that, but they do not get rid of religion, because actually, what is the state if it is nothing more than a belief system?
Religion is a creed is based on a creed of man. It's spirituality. If you get a chance there, Mark, you might want to watch that YouTube video called DOD Fun Facts. And this is done over in Afghanistan, where they are highlighting the spraying of whatever it was to despiritualize the Afghan people to get rid of radical Islam. And, of course, if they've thought of it there, maybe that's what's in the chemtrails now, to where people aren't even questioning, where your church attendance has dropped off, and where Donald Trump can sit there and say, we don't worship government, we worship God, and then go out there and start bombing people. Well, I don't think God would be doing that.
That's the doublespeak. That's why I say the state is a religion. The Democratic Party is a religion. It's a religion. It's a belief system.
Right.
It's
statism.
It's witchcraft.
Well, it's like Israel. In Israel, it's my country, right or wrong. It's the same thing here in America. You know, when you're born early, you're indoctrinated through school, the hand over the heart, stand before the flag, start getting into sports and start putting on the different uniforms to gradually go up the scale and be indoctrinated into a system. Whereas 8.4 billion people on earth never asked to be born. They instantly have to take the so-called heritage of the land that they're at, and then everyone else is suddenly an enemy. But if you were to do one of these what do you call that? The test for your genealogy. Genealogy. There you go.
Service.
Yeah, yeah. You'll find out that everyone has got Asian. They've got black, and they're white. They're Russian. They're Jewish. I mean, they have to constantly keep us at odds. But people have been intermarrying for so many years, and people immigrate and stuff, and they bring that into a different area. I mean, it's the same thing, but we're all supposed to be enemies of each other like that, yet we're all the same, related in blood.
Well, the only reason there's a king or a queen is because we've been forced to believe in such things.
Yeah, it's like Britain. You watch what Britain's doing. Look what Britain has had happen to it over the years like that. And those fools over there keep singing God Save the Queen. I mean, that'd be the last thing on my mind.
It baffles me, because I admire the writings of Lysander Spooner very much. And also there's a gentleman that, by the pen name of Brutus, he was a New York Supreme Court justice back in the 1700s, and he was well opposed to the Constitution, because we're trained to believe that the Federalists were actually the good guys, which they were actually the Nationalists.
And the other people all believe that their rights came. Yeah, the other people all believe their rights came from God Himself, not from some state or organization.
Right, but the Anti-Federalists were actually the Federalists, because a federal government is more like the Articles of Confederation, where the states, before any legislation in Congress could be applied, every state had to approve of that legislation or it was
right.
null and void. To where with the Constitution, that was taken away. Well, with the Constitution, a federal system was eliminated.
Right.
Because if the Articles of Confederation were a true federal form of a republic. And, but we're not taught that. We don't know that. We have to learn that later in life. And
well, they don't teach anything nowadays.
If
you walk into a toy store, they're all push-button toys and pull handles. I mean, it's built for the service industry. It's not like probably when you and I were born, we used to sit on the living room floor playing with a director's set with screws and metal bars and stuff and build something. That's why in the movies today, I don't care what movie comes out, it's always a remake of another one like that. There's no imagination in this country anymore. None. And they just add more green screen, more CGI, and it makes it a better movie, I guess.
Well, there is imagination, but it's in the direction of a criminal enterprise.
Yeah, how to screw people.
Yeah. Because the only way to survive, if you're tossed into a den of wolves, you've got to learn how these wolves operate.
That's
right.
You've
got to become a wolf in order to survive. So now you've got to become a robber, rapist, and pillager just to stay alive. And that seems to be, I don't know, Donald Trump does not have an executive historian. And that's a shame.
Well, you know, I gave, you know, everyone asked me who I was voting for, and I said Milo, which is my dog, of course. And you can see in Michigan, they have elected dogs as mayors and being reelected three times. I mean, it's kind of a joke in a way, but, you know, dogs are loyal, and if you bribe them, it's only for good behavior. Here, politicians and stuff, they daily screw the American people. And, of course, it doesn't just be in America. You could be in Germany or whatever like that. Look at Germany right now, inundated by immigrants, which were caused from the UN Human Rights Commission, where three countries were bombed in 2016, causing 60 million immigrants. And these other countries are accepting them, and they're pushing out their own people. Whereas they use these terms like poor immigrants, like they're all pregnant or something like that. No, these are not immigrants. These are war refugees, just like World War II, where the roads of Europe were lined by the millions of those fleeing the Allied terror bombings and German ones, you know. But, of course, you have to sell a package. And, of course, when you bring the immigrants in, it drives the wage restrictions down to where they don't have to pay these higher wages. Because, hey, if we're not going to pay $15 an hour, we'll just get someone to work for $5, you know. And we'll find them out there because we have millions of people coming in, see? And
you know, you give me
Go ahead.
You give me a great idea. Whenever I call into the Fox station here where I live, instead of saying illegal immigrants or immigrants, I'm going to use that term refugee and war refugees.
Yeah, just use war refugee. And if they call you, you just say, you know, hey, it's these refugees are only coming from countries that the United States and its allied forces are bombing.
Exactly.
In Washington State right now, they're making it legal for human trafficking. In Libya, they're selling slaves for $400 a piece. This never happened under Gaddafi, you know. The list goes on and on, just like here where they're stealing all the water and stuff. Remember, one of the first targets over in Libya was a GMR water project over there. These 22-foot-wide tubes that Gaddafi was sending fresh water across the whole of the northern Africa there turned into an oasis. Can't have that, because then your commercials on TV couldn't be sitting there saying, just send $19 a day or just a little 61 cents a day to help these starving, you know. I'm not going to pay for something else. I've already paid for it for taxes, right, if it's our national debt.
Well,
it does nothing to alleviate someone's conscience by making them feel good to help some starving child somewhere when you know that the bombs that were bought with your tax dollars are the one that caused that problem in the first place.
Exactly. It's you never hear about the 50 nations, formerly known as the United States.
Right.
The problems within these 50 countries called the United States. Right. We always hear about what's Russia doing, what's China doing.
Right. All right, Mark, I got a break. I have a break coming up here. Thanks for calling in, though. I appreciate your call, okay? Have a good one there. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. You know, the media has been spinning things again, and this one here comes from Vladimir Putin over there in Russia, where the mainstream media is talking about U.S. election hackings, and they do a quote here from Putin where it says, Jews may be responsible for U.S. election meddling, but that is not what Putin said. Putin actually said, maybe they are not even Russians, but Ukrainians, Tartars, Jews. They omitted the part where he also said, but with Russian citizenship. So it gives the premise that, yeah, there could have been some U.S. election hacking and stuff like that. Who knows? But they may have had Russian citizenship. But again, they're trying to single out to, again, make victimhood of just a single entity, which always comes down to the poor Jews, just like we have AIPAC here in America and stuff, all the elections and stuff that they control. And if you ever listen to Cynthia McKinney and how they controlled her election and got her out of office. And again, I don't sum up the entire thing the Jews with all Jews, because I have great Jewish friends that want no part of this system of things, especially no part of Zionism. But but everything, like I say, it's always victimhood. Just like when we see the massive immigration into Europe and stuff, and then Europe turns deadly, and then you have some rabbi that gets out there and says, and you can look this up, where the rabbi says that Europe is too violent for the Jews. They must move to Israel. And, of course, if that's the premise, then that means that the taxpayers here, the taxpayers in Germany and other places, will all have to sit there and pay more money to Israel with their whopping arms industry, reselling the Iron Dome system and on and on and on. Just like Merriman, where Israel has been supplying all the arms for that junta over there in Miramar. Israeli papers talk about it, and then they say that's all they're going to say, you know. And speaking with Noam Chomsky in emails for many years, that's probably how I learned a lot of stuff there, talking with him. But the genocides of Guatemala and Rwanda were all Israeli arms. And that's no different than right now, where you have Cuba buying arms from North Korea, Iran and Syria passing. Everything is arms, arms, arms. And, of course, you never hear about the governments wanting to reduce the arms sales of that. No, it's your arms. They'll arm the ATF. ATF will arm all the Mexican drug cartels. They'll kill U.S. Border Patrol. The U.S. will arm all these assumed rebels, the NTC over in Libya, and then transfer those arms over to Syria to the FSA. And they keep arming and arming and arming. They keep demanding hundreds of millions of dollars more. And then here at home, after arming everyone else, they want your arms. Does that make sense? I don't think so. Anyway, Amazon has partnered with this British Police Alarms Privacy Advocates. And, of course, this is over in Lancashire, and it's a county in northwest England there. And they've rolled out a program to broadcast crime updates and photos of wanted and missing people, such and such like that, you know. But this has to do with this Amazon Echo owners and Alexa. And this is basically having George Orwell sit in your living room. And if you think that's a joke, you might recall here just not too long ago that Alexa had called the cops on a man allegedly beating his girlfriend. And this is a story out of New Mexico, where a man was arrested for allegedly beating his girlfriend, threatening to kill her, after Amazon's Alexa called the police authorities and said that this Edward Barros, 28, became angered with his unidentified girlfriend while house-sitting about 15 miles east of Albuquerque, and the dispute suddenly turned physical on July 2nd, authorities said. During the assault, Barros waved a gun and threatened to kill the woman before he allegedly asked, "Did you call the sheriffs?" That question, inadvertently picked up by the smart speaker and voice-powered virtual assistant, recognized the phrase and did a command prompt, and it called 911. And, of course, the sheriff's office showed up. This is how listening into your homes is. So if you think over there in England they're just fighting with this, no. This is a constant spyware they're putting everywhere. And, of course, I guess it's good to be able to tap your phone and say, "Okay, Google." You know, if you're that dumb, you can't look things up. I mean, it's... Anyway, well, I guess most people can't type anyway. Anyway, bottom of the hour break here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. We have some more stories coming up here. Stay tuned and right back. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency here on RBN with Keith Rogers in Western Montana. You know, I have 2 videos that Ken's going to queue up here for me there. They're really short there, but this deals with what they call perception management. If you look it up on Wikipedia, you'll get an earful on it. But it's a term originated by the U.S. military and the U.S. Department of Defense or the Department of War. Call it what you want. But it gives this definition there that your mic's hot there too, Ken. But anyway, it gives a definition there of the actions to convey or deny selected information and indicators to foreign audiences to influence their emotions, motives, and objective reasonings, as well as to the intelligence systems and leaders at all levels to influence official estimates, ultimately resulting in foreign behaviors and official actions favorable to the originator's objectives in various ways. Perception management combines a truth projection and operation security, and of course covering deception and psychological operations. And of course we know now, again, like I mentioned earlier, in 2013 they allowed this domestic use of propaganda on the American people. So in lieu of that, I wanted to talk to you kind of like what freedom fighters are today. And we know that over in Syria, they call them the Free Syrian Army and stuff. This is perception management. So, Kenneth, you want to run both those videos back to back, and then I'll get into more about the definition of them later.
In 1982, Ronald Reagan dedicated the space shuttle Columbia to the resistance fighters in Afghanistan.
Just as the Columbia, we think, represents man's finest aspirations in the field of science and technology, so too does the struggle of the Afghan people represent man's highest aspirations for freedom. I am dedicating, on behalf of the American people, the March 22nd launch of the Columbia to the people of Afghanistan.
Go ahead with the next one. You have it.
U.S. National Security Advisor Brzezinski flew to Pakistan to set about rallying resistance. He wanted to arm the Mujahideen without revealing America's role. On the Afghan border near the Khyber Pass, he urged the soldiers of God to redouble their efforts.
We know of their deep belief in God, and we are confident that their struggle will succeed. That land over there is yours. You'll go back to it one day because your fight will prevail and you'll have your homes and your mosques back again because your cause is right and God is on your side.
The purpose of coordinating with the Pakistanis will be to make the Soviets bleed for as much as long as possible.
Well, so the first one was on Ronald Reagan, his dedication to the freedom fighters of the space shuttle. And, of course, that was over in Afghanistan. But remember, in Oliver North's day under Reagan, even Reagan got out there and says, well, I guess I'm a freedom fighter, too. And, of course, this had to do with the Sandinistas and stuff. And, of course, the U.S. has armed all these rebel fighters or fraction groups. And the one on Zbigniew Brzezinski there was kind of interesting because who he was talking about back then was Osama bin Laden and their little curtailed thing with the Mujahideen, later to become Al-Qaeda and everything. And again, saying that God was on their side. And, of course, these jihadists, all you hear is this Allah Akbar. But, again, this is that managed perception, to where a freedom fighter like Osama bin Laden, and you can see the papers where it talks about this great Soviet, anti-Soviet warrior. We see these on Twitter all the time, these flashbacks in history. Just like the papers where it says, the Greater Israel by ISIS. These are just rebel fraction groups, later named and surnamed and other named by different, like, appendages nowadays, that they take their names and they just move it to where they want. And then you'll find out, well, because of their actions there, the U.S. will break ties with a certain group, and then suddenly that group morphs into another one, and then the U.S. grabs the same group again. But again, they label these as freedom fighters. Whereas, say you're some Palestinian girl, like this Ehid Temin, who stood up to Israel's aggressions after her family cousin was shot and killed. Of course, Israel said it was from a bicycle accident, you know. But then when she slaps an IOF soldier, she can't be deemed as a freedom fighter fighting under the occupation over there. She and her family are placed into custody and face years in jail. I mean, this is that constant doublespeak. And it's the same thing like the Guardian newspaper brought out here years ago when they had that Gaza aid flotilla. And of the nine Turkish men on board, I can never pronounce that name, the Marvi Marara, that were shot a total of 30 times and five were killed by gunshot wounds to the head. And according to the vice chairman of the Turkish Council of Forensic Medicine, which carried out the autopsies, the most relevant one about that would be that this, I hate these foreign names, but Ibrahim Bilgin was shot four times in the temple, chest, hip, and back. And then a 19-year-old named as Falcon Dugan, who also has U.S. citizenship, was shot five times from the less than 45 centimeters away into the face, back, and the neck, or head. Sorry about that. And twice in the legs and once in the back. And this was an American, or dual citizen American, you know. You don't hear those guys as being freedom fighters. No, they're always labeled as some terrorist or something. And I get so sick and tired of the doublespeak, you know. Kind of like what the Bible would say, as far as it depends upon you, be peaceful with all men. And that's the way I've kind of lived my life. 57 years old, no trouble in my life whatsoever. No speeding tickets, nothing like that. I've lived above the law to that regard there, never breaking the law. I've helped out the communities and stuff, and more people should be like that. But of course, nowadays, like even on traffic stops, they try to get a conviction of someone somewhere. I mean, it's not there to protect and serve or to help you out. And, oh, I saw your license plate thing wasn't illuminated, just so I'd let you know. Then it goes from there escalating to, give me all your IDs. You know, they have to instantly check for backgrounds and con web to see if you're some escaped criminal, you know. But it's just a doublespeak you hear today. Turkey, again, is rattling bones there. Turkey, as you know, is a NATO member state. And, of course, the issue was trying to get Syria to provoke attack on Turkey, because then the United States could say that a NATO member was attacked. Well, now Erdogan slams its allies again, saying that Turkey is not a NATO country. And because of NATO and the U.S. knows there's refusal to support his offensive in Syria's Afrin. And Erdogan delivered this inflammatory comments while speaking before a gathering of his ruling AK party in the Turkish city, Mersin, over there on Saturday. And, of course, he says again, hey, NATO, where are you? We're fighting so much. NATO, Turkey is not a NATO country. Where are you? You've invited NATO member states to Afghanistan, Erdogan said. So, in other words, they're leaving everyone out. But I'm a firm believer from what I have been seeing here the last couple of years and the buildup on Russia, China, and everything like that, Iran, North Korea, that right now we have all those sides that are being picked for the big war. And I hate to be wrong, but I hate to be right. But anyway, what we see is all these U.S. allies, Rome as it falls, that these former allies of the United States are falling away. Remember, Turkey was first blasted by the United States for purchasing its S-400 missiles from Russia, now Iraq. The Philippines, Duterte down there in the Philippines, was blasted for buying Russian arms. And, of course, Duterte down there says that he was doing that because with Russia, there are no strings attached. And, of course, with U.S. arms, that means you have to also buy the different chemicals and stuff for the GMO seeds. And I read on that back in 2004, the extent of that, because of this so-called weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and the Mesopotamia Valley over there in Iraq, and how the U.S. chemical industries like Dow, Monsanto, and others had gone in there to control everything. And of course, the Mesopotamia Valley was one of the most fertile regions of the Middle East over there. And it was to control all farming. And of course, you could plant. I remember a lot of that's desert area and stuff, but through seeds cultivation, it'd be no different than watching an old video with Charlton Heston and the harvest of wheat. Where did all this wheat and stuff be? Where was it grown in? See, it wasn't grown in the direct sand, you know, but it was from these lush valleys like the Mesopotamia Valley and the bountiful crops. Well, they controlled all that. Just like when you hear about the mass suicides over in India, of all these farmers that commit suicide because they cannot no longer afford not only to buy the chemicals and pesticides and stuff for the seeds that they buy, but they're not allowed even to store their seeds, so there's no leftover of that. And it's a bully that to be able to get some perk or something from the United States, you have to accept all of its other wares and stuff. And then here we have, again, I forget, it was 1970-something where this last harvest season, Russia has topped its entire grain sales clear back to 1970 or so, and the most bountiful harvest they've ever had, and it's all GMO-free. And this has been proven down in Vietnam and stuff where they've stopped using these Monsanto and stuff seeds and pesticides and come to find out that the non-GMOs not only grow better, but they're more prolific as far as what they actually have on the plants. But again, I'm not sure what the premise is behind all these GMOs and stuff. I think there's something more in them to restrict people's DNAs and stuff. Forget about changing the plant's DNA. I think it's something else that's in there. Just like at Paul Joseph Watson when he does that video called Soy Boy. All these soy products and a lot of these weightlifters and stuff get into them, and they start developing breasts and other things. And we talked about that here a week or two ago about the breast milk that women have. How it used to basically inoculate you against a lot of different diseases, building up your immune system. And now they've replaced it with these breast milk substitutes. And, of course, they, too, have been found out that they basically are changing the genderish type of structure like that. And now and more and more people are starting to question their sex and all that. And again, in talking with all my friends, we never, ever heard of this issue when we were growing up. We never had all the kids sedated on SSRIs and stuff. This is a multi-billion dollar market, and it seems like they want everyone on it. Anyway, another important issue here is it seems like the Democrats are fielding so many ex-CIA candidates, and that would make you wonder here. This, again, if you had any doubt of the deep state, the article is entitled Deep Blue State. Why are Democrats fielding so many ex-CIA candidates? And this new analytical study has revealed of how many upcoming U.S. midterm elections will be dominated by Democratic candidates with clandestine military intelligence and other national security apparatus backgrounds, making it the largest single occupation group running in the Democratic primaries and potentially 10% of the membership of the House of Representatives. What is being planned? I mean, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is what is being planned. Got a few minutes here before a commercial here, but anyway, there was an article here from archive.org there. It's dated 1999, but it's called A Genocide, Russia and the New World Order, and it's a shock therapy, or as we commonly know it, the shock doctrine by Naomi Klein, blah, blah. And although it's not related, but you can see the correlating differences there, but anyway, it's the rate of annual population loss has been more than double the rate of loss since the period of the Stalinist era and the mass famine over there in the latter half of the 1930s. And it says there's been nothing like this in the 1,000-year history of Russia. And even Ukraine now, it's over 100,000 people are leaving Ukraine. But it just seems like there's a genocide being caused, or this swing of populations and swing of ethnicities that this is being driven. And it's a good book to read online if you want to scroll through it there. But it goes on talking about the a lot of different things that are either caused maybe through economics or other related things. But it seems like it's more of subversive. And in line with that, not too long ago here, there was an article that appeared on Twitter here, which is highly documented, but it talks about the collection of Russian DNA by the U.S., and it's a letter from another scientist where it was going on talking about these American agencies that were interested in samples from the skeletal muscles and presumably the nerve endings running to the muscles, as well as that would be mixed with any biopsy. And this goes on talking about the different types of like joints and stuff that should be targeted. But then it comes out to say here that in the latter part, death comes quickly from paralysis from the these certain muscles, which leads to suffocation. And oddly, it's the same premise that sarin gas uses, where this neuromuscular junction and other sites move in this complicated way that breaks down the body's system really fast. And that's why you, in these alleged chemical attacks over there in Syria, you see these people helping those Syrians out that were allegedly attacked by sarin gas, and yet they're not even they don't even have gloves or anything like that on. And of course, we know that sarin sticks through the pores and stuff of a body, and if you touch it, it gets right into your system, and the same thing happens to you. So all those videos, of course, were staged by the white helmets and stuff, which are being lauded on Hollywood as being some action hero, you know. Again, that gets back to that perception management. Got a phone call here, Richard. I'll tell you what, Richard. I'll pick you up right after the break, okay? Because my break is coming right up here. So I'll carry one more story here. This man files a complaint against the Border Patrol for trespassing, so they put a spy camera on his property. You imagine that? This is how bad this police state is becoming. Anyway, Richard, we'll be right back with your call there. We have a break coming up here, and it'll be the top of the hour, so we'll probably take you right up to the top there. So hang on, we'll be right back. Radio, double talk is all you get,
and you wanna... Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Last part of the show here. Austin, down in Austin, Texas, we have Richard down there. Sorry to cut you short there, Richard. You always call it the latter part, but go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I just had a quick question for you because you answered the other gentleman's question quite accurately when you called them refugees fleeing from bombed-out countries. So why do you think the other RBN, GCN, it doesn't matter which host, they all refer to these displaced people as illegal
immigrants.
Aliens, and they attack immigrants, and I'm talking about Mexico, Africa, doesn't matter. And, you know, it's like Obama has destroyed the world by, you know, following up on this project for a new American century, and the people who I learned this information from are actually GCN and RBN hosts, but now they're all saying, including Alex Jones, who I respect, they're all saying exactly what you said should be said in the opposite. They should be calling them refugees. So why do you think, I mean, I'm sure these people aren't being consciously being deceptive, but so why do you think they're blaming the victims, basically, of this project for a new American century, countries being bombed? 5 years.
Well, Richard, I'll answer your question like this, okay? When you have an orphan child, what does that mean?
He's basically on his own.
Right. It's usually because the father, it's either because the father and or mother gave up parental rights and stuff. And that's where they're trying to disenfranchise themselves from what this country's actions have caused. And matter of fact, if you want to see why you have problems like that, all you have to do is Google the GDP of a certain country, and you'll see whether it has gold, oil, diamonds, coffee, whatever like that. That's the primary interest in that area, just like in Haiti with the earthquake down there. Hillary Clinton was more involved in getting that gold mine for her brother-in-law or whatever it was, you know. It had nothing to do with the people.
Right. So, but what is the most, like when I'm listening to these respected, you know, hosts, co-hosts like yourself, and their intentions is to expose, you know, this NATO attack on, the, you know, these people so they can get their resources. And they're the ones who I learned this information from. But then they turn around and blame the people who have been exposed to all this tyranny. So I'm trying to figure out, you think it's just an accident of their way of...
Well, I'll put it this way, Richard. See, I don't care about voting and stuff like that. I don't care what this country does because there's nothing I can do that will even settle one thing. However, when you start sitting there and assigning things like our government, our military, and stuff like that, that brings like the Borg mentality of the collective. If you start associating yourself with the crimes of the state, then that means that you are aiding and abetting those by paying taxes and whatever else like that. And me, I just kind of disenfranchise myself against that. I call it for what it is. I know too much World War II history to understand that when you bomb 50-some countries in Germany, that you're going to cause a mass immigration of war refugees. Just as much as if you bomb all these African countries and stuff like that, you're going to cause war refugees.
Right.
Anyway,
I got that.
Richard, that's the end of my show here. It's the end of my show, though, Richard, so I have to let you go there, okay? But, hey, thanks for calling in there. Call in next week, okay? Anyway, up next is Blacklisted News Radio. Thank you, Kenneth, in the control room and all those in the chat room and, again, those that are listening and for those that have called in. We'll catch you next week there. Thank you for tuning in to On Frequency with Keith Rogers.
To the honky-tonk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Honky-tonk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.